Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast of the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. I'm David Bowes, your host. In this podcast, we'll look at how a longtime critic of the ID movement, the Fordham Institute, and the Discovery Institute actually agree on the latest science standards coming out of Texas, and how this is likely to cause embarrassment to other organizations which were eager to dismiss the Texas standards as creationist jargon. We'll also take a look at the text of the standards and allow listeners to determine for themselves if creationist jargon is present. Here to talk about it with me is the Discovery Institute's Casey Luskin. How has the Fordham report typically graded science standards, and what importance did they give to not questioning evolutionary theory?
Well, David, the Fordham report is sort of an influential report put out by California State University Long Beach professor Lawrence Lerner to score the quality of science education standards in states across the country. Now, in past years, the methodology behind the report, essentially, it has gone like this. The more dogmatically pro-evolution the science standards are, the higher a grade that state gets. And in fact, I wouldn't say it's very much of a stretch to say that you could often quickly identify the states with objective science standards simply by looking for the ones that scored poorly on the Fordham report. And it's kind of funny. Philip Johnson, who's a well-known ID proponent, he said that the Fordham report is, quote, a pile of nonsense and the enlistment of cultural and financial power of the scientific enterprise in a program of indoctrination, not education, unquote. So basically, with the Fordham report, if a state gets a good grade, it usually means that it's dogmatically pro-evolution in its science standards. When it gets a bad grade, that might actually mean it's being objective in its science standards.
So why is the Fordham report on Texas's new science standards significant?
Well, it's significant because he said, this is a direct quote from the latest Fordham report, 2012. It says, quote, the high school biology course is exemplary in its choice and presentation of topics, including its thorough consideration of biological evolution. Well, that's Texas's report in the new Fordham report. Well, I think this is very significant because, as many of our ID the Future listeners are aware, in 2009, the state of Texas adopted science standards that require students to analyze and evaluate core tenets of evolution, like natural selection, common ancestry, mutation, and the sudden appearance of organisms in the fossil record. So this is very significant. Apparently, Dr. Lerner now agrees with the Discovery Institute's view that Texas's high school evolution standards are good for students. And so, again, I'm surprised to see that the Fordham report has scored Texas so high in its dealing with evolution, but, you know, we would agree that the Texas science standards really are, quote-unquote, exemplary in how it deals with evolution.
But not everyone has been happy about these standards. You cite the NCSE, I believe, and others who have been upset about Texas's standards.
Well, yeah, I mean, the NCSE, which we always know, what they do is they go out and they try to abuse the First Amendment by claiming that scientific critique of evolution is tantamount to promoting religion in public schools and therefore it ought to be censored. So, of course, they published a number of papers and journals and a number of articles saying that the Texas science standards promote creationism or, quote unquote, creationist claims. And of course, that's not true. When you look at the Texas science standards, there's nothing in there about teaching creationism or religion. It's simply about allowing students to analyze and evaluate the evidence for evolution. Apparently, folks at the NCSE are scared that students would analyze and evaluate the evidence for evolution. That's definitely what they don't want. They want students being force-fed evolution. They don't want any analysis or evaluation because that might actually lead students to question whether Darwinian evolution is correct, and they don't want that.
And what we've seen in the past already is that if there is evidence that shows up that creates a problem for evolutionary theory, the way that is supposed to be defined, according to them, is that it sheds light on it, not that it causes a problem for it.
That's right. I mean, you know, the NCSE, their goal, their mission in life is to present to the public this united front that there are no scientific weaknesses in Darwinian evolution. As a matter of fact, I remember that back in 2009, when we were having this debate in Texas over how evolution would be taught, Eugenie Scott, executive director at the NCSE, she had a quote in a news article that said, this is almost a direct quote, I'm going off memory, but she said, there are no scientific weaknesses in evolution. I mean, that's almost an exact quote of what she said. So this is the view that they promote to the public, and unfortunately, it really shuts down intellectual inquiry on this topic, both among students and among scientists who are afraid to challenge Darwinian theory, lest they be subject to the NCSE's attacks.
Now, the Fordham report was highly impressed with the Texas high school biology standards. Who helped advise on these standards?
this is another one of the big stories here. It was actually Darwin skeptics, folks like Stephen Meyer, who works here at the Discovery Institute, or Ralph Silkey, who was a co-author on the textbook Explore Evolution that is devoted to teaching students about the evidence for and against Darwinian theory. Another scientist that advised Texas was Charles Garner, who's a professor of biochemistry and organic chemistry at Baylor University. And these were all Darwin-doubting scientists and skeptics of the origin of life who came and testified before the Texas State Board of Education that they should be exposing students to these scientific controversies. Thankfully, the Texas State Board of Education, they agreed, and they adopted science standards that encourage students to learn about both sides and the evidence for and against in these sorts of debates. So this is great, and I think it's great that the Fordham Report has said that these are exemplary science standards, because we would completely agree with that statement.
High praise for Dr. Stephen Meyer, by the Fordham Institute, no less.
Yeah.
What about the standards that were criticized as creationist jargon? I know you touched on that, but can you give us a specific example or two of what they refer to as creationist jargon?
Sure. The best way to defeat these talking points is to simply look at what these standards actually say. And when you look at them, I'll let our listeners, they can make up their own minds. Is this religion or creationism? The standards said things like, quote, analyze and evaluate scientific explanations concerning any data of sudden appearance, stasis, and the sequential nature of groups in the fossil record. Or, quote, analyze and evaluate scientific explanations concerning the complexity of the cell. Or, quote, analyze and evaluate the evidence regarding the formation of simple organic molecules and their organization into long, complex molecules having information such as the DNA molecule for self-replicating life. There's no creationism here. There's no religion. This is simply about analyzing and evaluating the evidence for Darwinian evolution. And there's a number of other standards that are along these same kinds of lines. So if somebody can tell me where the religion or the creationism is in those standards, I would love to hear it, because I just don't see it.
Texas got a decent grade, but Louisiana didn't fare so well comparatively. Why is that?
Louisiana got an F, largely because of the creationist jargon, quote unquote, which supposedly comes out of its Academic Freedom Act that was passed in 2008, that again does not say anything about creationism, but it gives teachers academic freedom to teach students about scientific weaknesses and scientific controversies in the sorts of scientific controversial theories that are being taught in the curriculum. So again, when you look at the text of the Louisiana law, it doesn't say anything about teaching creationism or religion. There's actually an explicit clause in the Louisiana law which says that religious doctrine may not be promoted under that law. So the law actually explicitly does not protect the teaching of religion. And yet again, we see the NCSE resorting to this one talking point they have, that somehow if you allow students to think critically about scientific theories like evolution, somehow that is tantamount to bringing religion into the classroom. We all know that's not true. We all know that they're just desperate to find arguments to justify their censorship.
That concludes this edition of ID the Future. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you would like more information or would like to support the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture, please go to idthefuture.com and click the yellow donate button. This podcast is copyright 2012, The Discovery Institute. All rights reserved.